You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I'm Sandra McNeil here with Judy Malinowski. She's a life coach and therapist and maybe an odd name, life couch. We're trying to combine both things. And basically, Judy, we're talking about, for me, I've been on a journey for myself. And when I talk to people about things, maybe even things I'm ashamed of, I feel like people are always telling me they feel the same way. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here, right, is to talk about things that a lot of people are facing right now, especially women, but not just women.
Exactly, not just women. I think all individuals are facing change. And that's what I look at with this podcast is how do we navigate change, but how also do we deal with life, whether that shows up with anxiety, depression, if people are going through difficult times with stress at work, within relationships. So this podcast is really going to address a myriad of different issues, different challenges that people have, and hopefully help them navigate.
And something I really want to delve into is trauma. When someone said to me trauma, it opens up a whole new field when you actually acknowledge that that's there and that there are things that are driving the show that you don't even realize are there in your subconscious. Do you think everyone has some sort of trauma from their background?
It's possible, and that's another subject matter that it has a lot of misinformation and a lot of
In what way?
People don't necessarily understand what it is or how it impacts them. So that's going to be something else that I think would be great for us to unpack and to really look at. Again, all of the other things that we're looking at, anxiety, depression, change, growth, you name it, we're going to address it.
Here's my thing is that people have co-opted in the political world the term trigger and made it sound like snowflakes and all that. But to me, it just means that you're overreacting in the moment and it's an emotional flashback and you need to sit there and realize what that is. I don't want to date because someone rejected me when I was 10 years old and I felt not good enough and I never dealt with it because I never told anyone, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
That has come up in my life.
Gotcha.
What else are you seeing in your people?
Well, I see a lot of things, and those are the things that I know that we're going to delve into deeper and deeper. Again, anxiety, depression, change, all of those things. So, you know, that's what this podcast is all about.
Life should be easy, we talked about, right? Mm-hmm. It's the 21st century. I should be flying now in a car.
Change is inevitable. Growth is optional.
And we will be taking recommendations for topics, too, as this goes on. But we definitely want to get into some of the Me Too movement and other issues. So
yes,
this is Life Couch.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.